The Afternoons with Joy podcast is presented by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money.
Welcome to a new episode of the Afternoons with Joy podcast. I do a radio show on YFM, and we just talk about life through a lens of faith, family, and fun. And you're going to hear some conversations that I had with producer Tom at the end of the podcast today. I'm going to share a technique to help you get back to sleep if you're like me and in the middle of the night, your mind starts racing. I also use it to not lose my temper on my toddler. But we're starting out the podcast talking about how to handle when kids apply your discipline techniques to you. I'm Joy, joined by producer Tom.
Yeah, my son Maddox, he's two. And Joy, has your son ever tried to put you in timeout before?
No. I don't know that he believes he has that kind of authority.
Really? So this is the newest thing my son Maddox is doing. Maybe we'll be playing catch, right? And then I stop throwing the ball to him. And then he gets upset that I'm not throwing the ball. So he'll be like, Daddy, timeout. You go to timeout. And I'm like, what did I do?
Well, I'm like very impressed that he understands the process that you can call it and you have to obey. But I need to know if you've ever actually gone.
Oh, yeah, that's alone time, Joy.
It's gone quiet. And imagine getting a food craving, but you just can't stop thinking about it until you actually get to eat it. That's what it's like to be pregnant. I'm due with my second in a couple of months, and the cravings are starting. At least they're not weird yet, though, because I know a lot of women do experience that.
Crave Cheetos dipped in pickle juice.
Oh, nasty. Then they're wet.
I just told my son about, he's nine now, and he was like, ew. So he doesn't like Cheetos and pickle juice, but I did crave that.
I don't really have room to judge you, though, because I love Cheetos and I love pickle juice. And I'm just crazy enough in this pregnancy to try it. We can't wait until life isn't hard anymore to be happy. I heard a friend say that once, and it's never left me because I keep finding myself waiting until my to-do lists are done and this season is easier and things at work are more put together and my home is cleaner, thinking that when all my ducks are in a row, I'll feel more peaceful and more happy. But life doesn't operate like that. There's always going to be curveballs. We're rarely on a mountaintop. And then this morning I was listening to the Bible because, you know, very few of us have time to sit down and read it. And it was talking about how Jesus is our peace. So if you know Jesus, you know peace. And if you ever feel indecisive, we've figured out that this starts in most of us pretty young.
Yeah, my two-year-old is so indecisive. We'll be watching, say, Lion King. And then he'll be like, I want Spider-Man. So I'm like, oh, okay. So I'll flip it to Spider-Man. And he's like, no, I want Lion King. And I'm like, dude, you just told me you wanted Spider-Man.
Yeah, I've been seeing my son do the same thing. He wants to leave a place, and as soon as we leave, he's like, I want to go back. I'm like, I don't know how to live this life. But I need to address the fact that you let your kids watch The Lion King.
Hey, whatever works, Joy.
I mean, they're going to be scarred. Do you remember what it did to us?
Yeah, but he doesn't know that yet. He's only two.
Well, he's going to Mufasa.
Mufasa and Scar.
If you're tired of opening shows on Netflix or on Disney Plus and finding that there's stuff in there you don't really want your kid to see, then you need to check out PureFlix. They are a faith and family-friendly, exclusive movie and TV entertainment platform. They're great for the entire family, and they have so many creative shows. In fact, there's a brand new one called Live and Local that is a show based on Christian radio. And a bunch of our artists, Colton Dixon, Skillet, they're actually in episodes of the show, so you can check that out. They also have things like VeggieTales, which I grew up loving, Bible Man, the Fireproof movie series, God's Not Dead, and they even have brand new movies coming out, like one specifically geared towards the relationship between dads and daughters. If you want to check it out, all you have to do is text PURE, P-U-R-E, to 91979 to get your 1 week free trial. Text PURE, that's P-U-R-E, to get your 1 week free trial of faith and family entertainment with no ads on your favorite devices. Chores are not something that anyone looks forward to, but I'm trying to flip the script on how I look at them for my family. Because when I actually do look into the laundry, handle the dishes, it sets us up for a better week. And I think refinancing your home is the exact same way. You might not want to deal with the paperwork or look into exactly what it could save you every single month, but when my family did it last year with United Faith Mortgage, it helped us so much and set us up for success this year. United Faith Mortgage is the kind of family that you can trust. It's a father and son team, John and Ryan, and we decided to go with them because of their direct lender advantage. They don't have a middleman, which could actually get you a better rate, and it could save you monthly and lifelong money. So go ahead. Now is the time to look into it. You could get a much better mortgage for your home today. All you got to do is head to UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to AnimalistConsumerAccess.org. Corporate Animalist Number 1330. Equal Housing Lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
When so much of the world is grieving Queen Elizabeth's passing today, I think we should focus in on a little joyful news. You never forget the place that you grow up in. And today's story is about a group of West Virginia coal miners who came to the rescue. And these are my people. There was a couple who was from D.C. driving through West Virginia with an electric car, and it ran out of battery. Listen, I could have told you right now, you don't want to go through West Virginia with an electric car. And they were stuck in the middle of nowhere. So when some coal miners passed them and saw the license plate was from a different state, they jumped out and they pushed the car all the way to the front of the coal mine where they actually had what they could use as a charging station. They got the car charged back up and sent them on their way. And they just said, coal miners get a bad rap. We wanted to show them that we're good people too. And kids are dishonest, so it's a good idea to ask them their opinion. Except I didn't ask for my two-year-olds when I bought this brand new jacket I'm wearing today at the mall. He just offered up, Mommy, don't like it. And I thought he just didn't like being in the store with me. But once I put it on to wear to work today, he reiterated, Mommy, don't like it. He almost cried. It's just very brightly colored, but I love it. I think it's beautiful. And I was really excited to wear it until his little voice has been in my head all day saying how much he hates it. When a friend is going through a really hard season, you pray and you come around them. And that is what we've been trying to do for Tom because his family's in a hard season and we wanted to invite you in to do the same.
Yeah, well, thank you. First off, Joy and everyone here at WayFM, so awesome. And that's why I love working for a radio station like this because you all love whoever's going through a struggle, you're loving on us. So thank you. My son, Maddox, he's two, and he had an episode at school last week where he was running around, I guess, the playground at daycare. And he complained to his teacher that his heart hurt. So as they were trying to get him back into the school, he collapsed.
That's so scary.
Yeah. So my wife picked him up. It wound up happening again a day later. And we had to rush him to the ER. And we're basically at the point where we need to have a cardiologist look at him. Mm-hmm. And he hasn't had an episode since last Thursday, so it's been almost a week.
We are praising God for that.
Yeah, so just hoping tomorrow, because the appointment's tomorrow, hoping that the sonogram that they have to do of his heart and possibly do a heart monitor to keep track of what's going on. Either way, just hoping for good news because it's been kind of good news. The ER, they're like, everything's okay. So the last step is the sonogram. So we're just hoping that it's clear. And then hopefully it was just a fluke. I don't know.
Yeah, there's a lot to pray about when a two-year-old who can't articulate very much is saying something's not right. And so you can see tomorrow's a really big day for Tom and his family. And we're going to be praying so expectantly for God to give answers and hopefully some good news as well. We ask that you do that with us. And we don't just pray for Tom when he's in a hard season. We pray for you too. That's a part of what we do. And if you need prayer, you can find it.
You could take Pray to 91979.
Sleep is crucial to us having successful lives, but it can be hard when you wake up and you just can't go back to sleep. My mind tends to race. I literally got up to go to the bathroom last night and I was like, what am I going to do about that meeting tomorrow? Let me make an outline in my head. It was 3 a.m. So one of the things they say helps is box breathing. If you've never heard of this, you breathe in for a count of four, you hold for seven, and then you exhale for eight. Four, seven, eight. Not only is this supposed to calm your body enough so you can go back to sleep, but this also kept me from having a full-on anxiety attack when my child smeared oatmeal on the carpet this morning. Thanks for listening to the Afternoons with Joy podcast. If you want to hang out online, you can find us on Instagram under WayFM Afternoons or on Facebook under WayFM Afternoons with Joy.